walk out when you're picked, Dr. Watson, walk in. Because I cannot associate myself with that kind of disgust. You picked him, you're gonna run it. You've always wanted to run it. You think you're the president, you're not. You're chairman of the board of trustees, you should act as such. You reach down to the staff, you demand them to do things. Get this report, that report. You don't do the proper thing, you don't go the proper way. Nobody apparently cares. The governor doesn't care. You were appointed by an outgoing governor who has his own problems. I'm sure that you're very familiar with that. I won't belay this any longer because you don't care. And I'm wasting my voice and my emotions.
We're with you, man.
But thank you for this moment, and thank you for not being my friend again. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Dominique Westmoreland. I'm a political science major here. And unfortunately, I will be graduating from this school, this university. The university that I chose out of all universities may have not been for the good reasons I chose it, but I still chose and I stuck it out for 5 long years at this university. And for you all to sit up there as Americans and as black men and women, I am so disrespected and disgusted in all of you. My degree will mean nothing. When I apply for law school, I will be surprised if anyone will take me because of this university, because of your choices. And to Mr. Sutton, you are a student who knows nothing about what it's like to be a student. You rolled over, you played dead, and you let them manipulate you so that you can probably get a job at this university. You represent me. You sat up there earlier and you gave a statement saying that the students said it. I did not sit down with you. I did not say that. You do not represent me. I am highly, pardon my French, pissed off at all of you all. You all should be totally pissed off at yourselves for representing this university. Us as students, my degree, I cannot no longer say, oh yeah, my name's Dominique Westmoreland. I graduated from Chicago State University. I'm gonna be just like the rest of them that left here to say, oh, well, I think I went there, or lie and say I went to another school, all because of this board. You all should be so disgusted within yourselves. You need to go home and look in the mirror and see if you're looking at the right person that you said that you wanted to be when you was 5 and 6. Is this the person that you really wanted to be? Because obviously it's not.
Hello everyone, my name is Roderica Ballard and I am treasurer for Student Government Association. First off, I would like to say that it's horrible to sit and see students cry like Raven and to look at you all with no type of remorse on you all's face. I am a 2007 Golden Apple Scholar. I had the choice to choose any school in the state of Illinois, and I chose Chicago State University because I felt as though I would get a good degree. Now I'm reconsidering that choice. It is a shame to know that I'm getting state-funded money and I'm sending it to you all who's doing nothing with that money. I can always take my money and go, yeah, they are doing something with the money, but it's not worthwhile to me. And it's horrible to even just sit in this room and to even have this feeling. And like they say, it is like being at a funeral. This is ridiculous. And usually I'm not the person to get up and say anything, but this is ridiculous. To sit up and just look at you all, look at us like this, and Juwan. I don't even have to say anything else. Like, this is ridiculous.
My name is David Anderson, DAVIDANDERSON. I recently had transferred from the University of Illinois at Chicago. And since my transferring here, in the context of me running a business, looking at taking care of a schizophrenic and leukemic mom and younger siblings. When I entered Chicago State, I was excited about the democratic process that you all was affording the students here that I did not actually receive at my current university. I did not, in my pursuit, know many of the students here in faculty, but I was embraced warmly through student affairs, many of the members of SGA, and also the business college. As I was campaigning, I was told that I was ineligible. I had went through documentation and went through policies to try to prove my eligibility. But what I see here now and what I have observed, as ambitious as I am, as a hard worker as I am, I'm reminded of a saying by Dr. King where he said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." And when I talk to the students, people are disappointed, people are frustrated, and my prayer is that not only would the minds change to listen to the people, but that the hearts would change, and that we would take a different approach towards education at this university. With that being said, I do not believe that it would be wise or an act of integrity or ethical to continue to campaign in any process at this university. Thank you.
Good morning, my name is Cameron Head, and I'm a graduating senior with a major in accounting, and I can honestly say I wasn't gonna comment when I came. I just actually came to sit and observe. And one observation I made is that while all these people were talking, not one of your expressions changed. Not once.
Not at all.
You all look as if you just really don't care. And I don't understand why. You all have children, grandchildren, nieces, and nephews. And they may have children that one day might come to this university. One would think that you would care on some fundamental level, but you honestly don't. Ironically enough, the only person who I saw look remotely uncomfortable was Juwan. He's the only one. The rest of you just don't give a damn.
He don't either.
Pardon the way I say it.
He doesn't either.
He don't either. He does not either.
Now, the only thing about it is that your decision affected me and everybody else. It ultimately affected people who have already graduated. Because guess what? Every time I say I'm a Chicago State graduating senior or I'm a Chicago State alumni, they're all going to look at me and be like, she came from that institution. She came from the university. Does she believe in the same practice the Board of Trustees does? I have to carry that stigma with me wherever I go. So now I can't walk into a room full of Notre Dame, UIC, USC students and say, hey, I'm Chicago State graduate. Because they're going to look at me and be like, for real? Seriously? That's where you came from? It's hard enough being an African-American student going into the field that I'm going to as it is. It's hard enough doing what I want to do. I have a job in one of the top four accounting firms waiting for me. And now I'm scared to go because I don't want people to look at me as if I carry the same policies that you all do. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. I don't even know why I'm sitting here talking because you don't care. You definitely don't care. I'm sorry, no disrespect, but you just staring at the wall. I mean, what is the point? How can y'all even sleep at night? I don't get it. It's like selling your soul. For what? For what?
20 pieces of
silver. It's not even 20. It's more like 10. You all have jobs outside of this university. Aren't you worried that what you do here might affect you there? Aren't you worried about that? Aren't you worried that someday people might look at your kids and your grandkids and say, wait a minute, you're so-and-so's child, or you're so-and-so's grandchild. Don't you worry about it traveling? I mean, just last night I have a conversation with someone who goes to SIU. They know about what's going on up here. It shouldn't be that way. The only thing you should hear about Chicago State is how good we're doing, how we're trying to fight against the stigma that Chicago State already has. You did nothing but make it even worse. 10 times worse. And I would say that you all should be ashamed of yourself, and I probably have, but you're not. You're not. Y'all looking like when she go shut up. Doesn't make no sense. Sad.
My name is LaVon James. I'm a senator here at Chicago State University. And since I arrived on this campus fall 2006, like a few other students who are here, this wasn't necessarily my first choice. I was actually recruited out of high school to Indiana State. However, tuition there, even with a half tuition scholarship, was still too much. So state school was where I had to go. So I came to Chicago State, and in fall 2006, like friend Derek here has said, David has said, he was welcomed warmly. The same experience was true for me. When I look around, I see my friends. I see people who have cared for me. I see people who have given me scholarships. I see people who have encouraged me for my academic pursuits. And doing that and being there, it made me want to reach out and see how I could help them. I mean, I used to study the Bible a lot, but I actually get my biggest reason for doing this from a movie I saw called Pay It Forward, where somebody does something for you, you go out and you help somebody else. So I said, man, the best way to pay it forward would be to get active and make sure that individuals who are selected to the administration here are the right type of people that we want to help everybody, to help 8,000. So I participated in the provost selection committees. I participated in the athletic director selection committees. I served on the tuition and fees committee. I serve on the crisis communications committee. I serve in student government association. I represented my university on the Honda Campus All-Star Challenge sponsored by Honda Motors. And I've done nothing but try to promote my university in every way possible. It is amazing to me that you guys do not seem to want to do that. And if that's your way of doing it, okay. My next step will be, if you don't know already, I'm running for the student trustee position that Juwan Sutton occupies. And since my running, my opposition just resigned his campaign, I guess that puts me next to you.
Good morning. Lewis Marion, criminal justice major. Dr. Pogue. Personally, and I'm pretty sure I speak for many in this room, in this university, community-wide, I want to say thank you. One day we can have leaders like you on this board.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, before we speak. Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
before I know what the sentiment is here. Before we leave here today, I would just like to address this body from my perspective as a student. Even though I know the sentiment is, I would like to address this body from my perspective as a student who sits here, who is still in the process of learning at this university, who hasn't graduated yet but will graduate. one thing that I can say without a doubt is that, you know, I've received an education that I could not have possibly gotten in a classroom sitting here on this board. as far as the sentiment towards this selection process is going, what I would like to relay is that what we are here to do is make a decision about moving forward with Chicago State. I know that the two candidates that are presented before us, they are received in two different lights by the people here. But the only one thing that I do know is that the only thing that we could have done today, that I could have done today, was make a choice on a candidate that I thought, out of the two, that would best represent the university. One vote. If I could right now, I would change my vote to present. If I could, I would change my vote to present, only because I feel that the sentiment toward the candidates was that you guys, if you guys don't want any candidate, I would vote my vote to present. And so, Mr. Chairman, I would yield the floor to you, and I would just say that I've done my best with what I know now to serve this university. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That we're not going to.
We learned that in SGA how to say abstain.
Yep. We've had. We're not going to continue to involve or engage in debate. We have one additional speaker, just Rose, that has not spoken. Yes.
Good morning. My name is Melanie Jones. I am a political science and criminal justice major here at Chicago State. I make it short and sweet. I just wanted to say that all of the people that stood at this microphone before me, all I hear them saying is that they want a university that they can have pride in and that they can respect. And as far as Dr. Pettis is concerned, he is a 1975 graduate of this university. I've spoken with him. I know him personally at this point. And I would like to have the kind of pride in this university that he has. I believe that in 1975, this university must have been a hell of a university for him to still be around here 30 years later. But you guys are robbing us all of that pride. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
It's been moved as
a second.
Roll call.
Trustee Tolliver.
Yes.
Trustee Hill.
Yes.
Trustee Montez. Trustee Sutton.
Present.
Trustee Finney.
Yes. So our meeting stands adjourned.
Next meeting will be...